Our garden expert, Charlie Nardozzi, is here to share his knowledge with us. And this time, we're going to talk all about the basics of growing those beautiful fruits that I never get because the chipmunks and squirrels in my yard eat them all. And that is strawberries.
Oh, we love strawberries, but so do a lot of other creatures. So let's talk about strawberries. Now, we just had some rhubarb compote from our rhubarb patch.
Oh,
delicious. And it got me thinking about strawberries because strawberries and rhubarb match
hand
made in
hand.
Heaven. There it is. So if you're growing strawberries, there's a couple different types, actually three different types of strawberries you can grow. The first one is the one everyone knows, the June-bearing strawberries with all the runners. And there's early, mid, and late season varieties from everything from Wendy to Cavendish to Cabot. You know, get these different varieties so you can extend the growing season of them and get even more. Those are great, of course, in beds where you can let them spread and get a lot of production. There's also some day-neutral varieties now. And the day-neutral ones are ones that produce all season long. Unlike the June-bearing ones that produce just in June and July, these will keep producing right up until frost.
Wow.
But they don't send out as many runners with them, and they're a little more finicky. But they're great plants for like a container or a small space, even like in a perennial flower garden or somewhere. You can pop them in there. Varieties like EV2 and Tribute and Seascape are some nice ones. Then the third group are more like the wild or unusual ones. There's a purple, believe it or not, a purple strawberry called Purple Wonder that when I look at it, I don't think it's really purple. It's more burgundy. But anyway, that's supposed to be sweeter than the average strawberry. And then there's a white one called the Pineberry that has white skin to it with little red seeds on it. That one has a little more of a pineapple flavor to them.
Oh.
And then there are alpine strawberries,
right,
which are like the wild ones. And those will produce all summer, small little fruits. So you can use those and those June bears not only in a bed, but also as a ground cover. In my book, The Continuous Vegetable Garden, I talk all about this, using that underneath different shrubs and trees. We have it under roses, some of our shrubs, some berry-producing shrubs and trees. That way you have a plethora of strawberries and not have to worry about not sharing them with anyone else in your yard.
I am a good sharer, but yes, those chipmunks do tend to get most of our fruit. Can you answer a couple questions from our listeners?
I would love to.
This first one comes from Jean, and Jean writes, I've been growing Romano pole beans for years now. I've never had any problems until a couple of years ago when almost half of one row got chewed down by something. So Jean is wondering what might be attacking her pole beans, and are there any suggestions to keep a healthy bed?
Well, the damage sounds like an animal. It could be anything from as small as a mouse all the way up to a deer. But if you have some kind of tunnel that you mentioned, then it probably is going to be more of a smaller animal, like a rabbit or a woodchuck. So the best thing to do would be to, in those raised beds, put some fencing around them. And if you can put the fencing so that it goes down into the ground a little bit and you angle it, the bottom part of it, away from your beds and put some soil or mulch on top of it, that way when the rabbit or the woodchuck comes up to it, it's going to try to tunnel down, hit the apron, and then go away. So that would be my first suggestion, is to try to do it that way.
Okay. Paulette from Braintree Hill has this question for you too, Charlie. Paulette writes, I've been trying to increase the number of shrubs in my garden. The shrubs are weigela and winterberries mostly. It's good for my zone, which can be 4A. And Paulette writes, I've had them for at least 4 years. They're growing so slowly. Should I move them to new spots, use some fertilizer, or just be patient?
Patience always does work. But if they're really growing slowly and it seems like they're just not really thriving, it could be a sun or a soil situation. Maybe not enough sun for them, or maybe the wrong kind of soil. A really heavy clay soil would be one that would slow down their growth. You could do a soil test, of course, to see if there's any nutrients missing. So based on that, you can either decide to add some fertilizer, or you can move them. And now is a good time of year to do that. Dig them up, move them to a place with well-drained soil. Even though winter berries can grow in a wet soil, they do better with a well-drained soil, and maybe in a more protected spot since you're at 4A as far as hardiness goes, and see if that helps.
Okay, question. Send them to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thank you so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.